Hello and welcome back to Jesse's Girls. This is your host, Jesse Chambliss. I'm joined by two powerful women today that I am so excited to have back on my show as a trio, a threesome. And without further ado, welcome to the pod, Troy McKeedy and Zach Patton Garcia.
Hello, hello, hello. The past versions of Madonna herself.
Yes.
Which version are we?
We can be the versions that we dressed up as,
yeah,
right?
Troy, did you forget already?
I was like, wait, what was that?
I mean,
Troy's like, I'm geisha girl.
Yeah, exactly. We keep it very inclusive and very DEI over here. You know what I'm saying?
My hand's covered in henna. I'm like, I know what I am.
Ugh, culture vulture Madonna. I mean, Troy and Zach and I had quite the experience this past weekend, and I felt remiss not to share it with y'all because of the magnitude. It was recently revealed on my show that my top five streamed artists of all time, number five is Madonna, and so it's apt that we discuss our Madonna concert experience.
Goodness, this is a whole weekend experience. This was I feel like the day that we all met up, we started talking about Madonna immediately. So she was within our spirits the entire time.
Yes, Madonna's in my holes.
Mm-hmm. She did feel she filled all the holes.
She did.
And it was you guys' first Madonna show, and it couldn't have been more like, it was the most intense first Madonna experience that I feel like, aside from being pulled on stage, it's about as crazy as you could get. Like,
yeah. So
people dream about
it. Yes. So there's a whole story, which is why we wanted to record about it. But let's start with the fact that this is like a year in the making at this point, because when did we decide to go to this show initially?
Well, when was our original show scheduled?
It was scheduled for September, and I feel like the tickets went on sale last January or last November, around that time frame. So we had the tickets. We were ready for September 2023. And then our Latina redhead Madonna, you know, had some health issues. And so we did skip. We did manage to avoid redhead Latina Madonna.
We did. We got a more Caucasian Madonna, which is preferable for me. You know, as she
you
is.
Love the Caucasians, yes. I get it. Yeah, sure.
Or maybe because she is herself Caucasian. Yes.
Against her will, it was like,
and obviously that first show was not meant to be. Like, the fact that we didn't go to that show was divine intervention.
Absolutely.
I wonder, do you think there were kinks that they were working out as part of that, as part of the decision to like push it all back? I know the whole story was like her health and stuff like that, but it felt like there was something show related that was in there as well.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, she had her bacterial infection and then she came back with a whole new face. So like we can't, you know, not.
It was not settled
that.
Yet. She was not ready to go on stage, and she needed time.
Because she looked radically different.
Listen, if you're on bed rest, why not do a little tweet, tweet, tweet? Because you're already going to be in bed, you know?
Do we think that's the order in which it occurred?
Bring the plastic surgeon to my bedside. Let me do it here.
You think that's what happened? This isn't a chicken and egg situation? You think that she actually was sick?
I think there was a bunch of different things, yes. I think it was like, I think there could have been like three things going on. But I don't believe that health was the reason. I don't know if I even buy that whole excuse. Because Madonna,
that's what I'm
saying, we know, is a health nut. And I think she's fallen off of that quite a bit. But to get ready for a damn show, I think she was on that shit. I think there were other things that were going on. The show wasn't ready. She probably had a nip and tuck or something. I don't believe it was all health related.
A nip and tuck.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Mm. Okay, so we get a rescheduled date. And, you know, it's March 24th, 2024. And so, you know, we decided Dallas, and they come in. We were all going to meet up on Saturday. Troy got in late Friday night. The show is Sunday evening. Okay. So we need to talk about what happened on Saturday, of course, which is the fact that we all three, every time we get together, there's going to be some form of like debauchery, drugs, alcohol.
Fed by Madonna herself. She was there. Yeah. She was pouring Quaaludes into our throats.
Yes, exactly. There will be some sort of sticky situation that we might be in. You know, I won't go into too much detail, but something has occurred every single time that the three of us have gotten together. The first time was when I met you, Zach, for Troy's Beyond the Blind show, and I got very day drunk. And I was like dancing with Arden, and there were like dogs around in the bar. There was a lot happening.
I think that bar, by the time we got to that bar, I was spotty blackout. Mm-hmm. So I remember like certain sections of it, and then other sections that I don't remember. And I remember going back to the hotel. We had about an hour nap because me and my friends hit, my husband and my friend Arden flew in. We met my friend Adam, and we were there for 12 hours. We hit the ground running, got drunk, slept maybe an hour, got up, got pizza, realized we didn't have time to get pizza, and ran from the pizza place. And I think it was like a mile in the snow, freezing cold, to Troy's show. And it was like one of the worst and best days of my life.
Yeah. So, like, not going to Troy's show drunk, that's one thing. Going hungover. Yes. I was already hungover when I got to.
It was mimosa hungover too, which is worse because it makes you super tired.
Well, it's because those homosexuals Diaz Tequila in fucking Chicago.
RIP, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, they would have like the little rocket launcher jetpacks of mimosa and they would just like essentially blast it inside of you. They would give you a mimosa enema.
Would you know that the liquor in those jetpacks is like Cook's champagne from like Walgreens? And like Tropicana, like
it is measuring that shit out either.
It's gonna fuck you up, make you tired, make your head feel like it's pulsating, like it's, you know, all the things.
Yes. So all that to say, we got together again with sort of like similar expectations. We were like, okay, so Saturday we'll have like our debauchery day/night, and then on Sunday we'll take it easy because we want to be feeling good for Madonna. So Saturday, we went to a drag show. Zach hadn't arrived to Dallas yet, but Troy and I were at a drag show with my friend. Saw that the drag queen that was hosting was great. Got to talk about Power Rangers, which is a personal fave of mine. And so Zach arrives. We get to a balcony. We're drinking. We meet some women.
Of course, as you do with the gay boys, you know.
Yes. Meet some women who are like, "Woo! Gays!" Those type of girlies.
Who showed up with your friend, by the way.
My friend, and he didn't know them either. I thought
they were lifelong friends, and he had just met them too.
Yeah.
So they were just bouncing from gays to gays.
They didn't know each other, and anyway. So, you know, we're going for a while. We decide we need to take a little break after Troy had gotten sized up by one of the bartenders who wanted to kiss his hand multiple times.
Who, by the way, had a very intense Melissa Edwards, or Alyssa Edwards. He gave Misty.
He was Melissa Edwards.
Yes, he was Melissa.
He was winking at me like a Looney Tunes character. Like, you could hear the winks from across the bar. He was so animated and so Southern. He was like, "Honey, I just know your eyebrows are just laid." And I was like,
"It was incredibly into." Yes, empty bar, by the way. So,
yeah, Saturday afternoon, not a lot happening, and this man is looking at Troy like he's the only person in the bar, which is not far off.
I know, it was fuck the two of us.
Yeah,
eyes were all on Troy.
Oh my god,
giving you free drinks, baby, and all of it. All
he of did. It. That's right. I forgot about that.
I got my fingertips kissed.
Mm.
Some of my nail bed got kissed.
Yes. Hello. So then we take a little break, and we decided that we were going to stick it out after our little break, and we were going to go back out.
I did not think that was going to happen either. I was fully prepared to fall asleep and just, yeah.
And I said, I was like, God, like, boys, if we're going to actually do this, like, we need to commit and we need to say we're going to do it and really do it. And we did. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of all of us.
Yeah.
We did. Really? So we went to Roy G's in Dallas and we got some food. And Zach, I learned that you really like banana things. So tell me about the drink that you'd order.
Oh, yes. I am a homosexual. So I do love a thing of a banana. And it was called a banana hammock. It was terrible, terrible, terrible drink. It was fucking expensive, too. It was like $15. Awful drink. Just all the liquor and no banana syrup in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my banana story.
I'll never forget the taste of it. It was so repugnant.
It came with the flour and it made no sense. I was thinking, like, you know, those, you remember those little banana candies?
Yeah.
They were like a hard and they would chase. Yeah. That's what I strive for.
Yeah. You were flopping that little flour around too.
You were. You were so pretty with that flour.
Yeah.
You did. Holding it in my hand, I kept thinking, hearing her say, it's soap.
It's soap. That was your Project Rose. It was Project Banana.
It was. That was a Britney reference.
That was a good fucking quesadilla too. And I had not eaten all day.
Yeah.
I was fucking hungry. I was hungry. Yeah. That quesadilla tasted like the first piece of food I'd ever had in my life.
For those listening, you know that feeling of when you've been drinking and you haven't eaten and it's like, it's really like caveman hunger. Like you can feel your stomach being like, bitch, you have to.
It was the only thing I thought about the entire time, like all day. And then when we were deciding if we were going to go out again, that was all I was thinking about was food. Passed out for maybe 30 minutes, woke up to Alexa Nicholas screaming in my ear and woke up and could only think about food. And I thought we were going to do Chinese and we didn't end up doing that. And so we went to this place, which was, I think, much better anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was good. And then we started going to different bars like down the strip. And if you've never been to Dallas to do gay things, all the bars are like right next to each other, which is very convenient because you can walk to all of them. So we hop around a little bit. We played a little Madonna Fuck, Marry, Kill at one of the bars, learned some things about one another. Zach kept pressuring us to name Madonna like albums in order, and he timed us, and I felt very uncomfortable.
You were bullying us for real.
It's okay, I don't care.
Yeah, he said I'd do it again. So I felt very uncomfortable. I felt on the spot. It felt homophobic, but we learned some things about one another. We did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what we learned, but
what, Troy?
Yeah, I don't remember any of your answers, but I remember being shocked by a lot of what we were saying, like our like Fuck, Marry, Kills and like choice Madonna albums and stuff. We also did it with like Mariah and Gaga and stuff, and like the answers were pretty surprising.
Which is one of my favorite things to do with people is just like throw out what if games, throw out the Fuck, Marry, Kills, and all like involving our pop divas and their songs and albums.
Yeah.
And I just love going into shit like that. It's like very not world changing conversations, but it's so fun.
It's like bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's easy conversation starters as well too.
It was also really fucking cold up there on that balcony.
It was a little chilly.
Like the air was just coming in. So we're just answering as I'm like shivering.
I know, we're like, ray of light, music. Probably like a prayer.
It was. I do remember one of them. It was like, go to your favorite three Madonna albums. Mm-hmm. You might as well give that right now.
Start, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What did I say? Confessions is number one for me. It just gives such great energy. Love the Confessions album. American Life would be number two. And then I think I had a hard time with my third one. But I think it might be MDNA, possibly. That one will change. That's interchangeable.
Troy?
Mine were Ray of Light, music, and my third one changes. Sometimes it's American Life, depending on how like annoying I want to, how soapboxy I want to be, you know? And then sometimes it's Like a Prayer. It goes back and forth.
Yeah. I'm Ray of Light. And Confessions, and then music. Those are the three I listen to the most.
That's a solid three. Yeah.
Those are the three I listen to the most. So we wind up at this place called Mr. Mister, and you guys get these like Capri Sun things.
I loved it. I did love it. I loved it, but we had something else that was terrible. What was that? There was something else, and I don't remember what bar we had it at. It must have been the one we had before. Was it? There was something we had that was like ultra sugary. You know what? It was during the day. It was that fucking sangria.
Oh, thing it was that sangria. You... which I love, and I will stand by her.
Got a whole drink of
it. It was at JR's.
But that Mr. Mister, they had like a Capri Sun alcohol thing. It's blue, it's pretty, and it made you feel nice holding it. And that was like one of the best drinks I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
it was pretty. I wish it had gummies in it.
Honestly, all it was missing was like just a bag of sugar poured in it. I do want to emphasize these. Yes. I want to emphasize the importance because
this is a corner turner.
For me, that had a real deep impact on my night. Okay? They were not just pretty and fun for me. They ruined my night. And I, at this point, I had drank so many. I was on one. At the drag brunch, I was drinking espresso martinis. And then I switched to rum. And then I was drinking gin and tonics. And like I drank every liquor in a row that you possibly
which
could.
Is-
and then ended with a sugar.
That's the rule. You're not supposed to do that. So what we were thinking, I don't know. And we ended the night with like beers, and that's just not how it goes. You don't do that.
I just got so excited. I was too excited. Sometimes when I get too excited to be around people, I'd try wild drinks because I'm like, you know.
I did not have a Capri Sun. I got a pitcher of mixed alcohol.
I almost got that because it that did look very good. There was a bunch of people. And you know what? I have been traveling so much this year, and it everywhere I go, it's just like these are $20 drinks everywhere. It's fucking expensive as hell. $8 for that Capri Sun. Big ass Capri Sun too. I was in heaven.
Dallas Gayborhood prices, unbeatable.
Yeah.
So the thing is, and the thing is like even if you get a shitty drink, you're like, that was $6.
Yeah.
You know,
but weird tipping because I was like, what do I tip? A dollar? It's like that's 20%.
Yeah. So I feel like we turned corners and then we went to Roundup and then basically just like a lot of chaos ensued from there, you know. But if there's anything noteworthy that you all want to share, otherwise, I'm going to just. Move into
the
next
We wanted to dance. That was a really like big point. It's like I really wanted to lawn dance, and I knew that they do that a lot of Roundup. And
yeah,
but that dance floor was so packed, there was no lawn dancing.
And after midnight, they don't do lawn dancing there. And it was the bear weekend.
Yeah, is it bear weekend?
It was.
Is that why the guy had a hardest at that bar? The other bar.
It was bear weekend in Dallas, and so they literally come on big like charter buses.
Well, that's me, you know. I was there for Bear Weekend. and all the gay bars, they'll play like a snippet of a pop song, and then they'll go into some remix and house music, and then they'll do another little snippet of a song. And so, like, we were just getting there, and then we'd lose it. And then we'd lose it.
They didn't used to do that either, and that's the problem. Roundup's music used to be the best. Like, you would go to Roundup to dance because they would actually play the song.
I have seen people, I say this all the time, I have seen people line dance to Apple Bottom Jeans. Like, that is the vibe I go for when I go to Roundup.
That's before midnight.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about
the music it killed my buzz because I can only deal with like a thumpy remix to a pop song so many times in a row.
Yeah.
Especially when they edit out like most of the song.
The best parts.
Yeah, like they'll take out the chorus and just repeat like the first lyric for like 30 minutes. And
I was
just, like,
there that night to jump up and down and get really sweaty. And you did, Jesse. Jesse like was the MVP of the weekend, by the way. Just what did you say, Troy? Mr. Vanderpump Rules.
Oh yeah,
knows he's the least everybody in Dallas, every gay in Dallas, and all the spots, by the way. And so you knows your holes too. Yes, Jesse. So Jesse did find me a place to dance finally at the end of the night, but by then it was just like it was wind down time, so didn't have the same punch.
Yeah,
I also just want to give a shout out to I don't have hair, but the equivalent of having my hair held while I puked was Zach I was Zach went outside with me to vomit, which was very kind. It was a very good girlfriend thing to do. And he held the trash can open so I could puke in it.
It was people. It's me holding the trash can. Troy's puking in it. Sometimes in it. Sometimes out of it. People by, and I'm just like, just do it again, baby. Just more. Feel so good tomorrow.
You're like, try more. Try.
It is very much the fee to the Brit. Yes.
And I didn't know this was happening, by the way. And so then Troy just. Or someone dropped a bomb on me, like, oh, well, Troy's doing this. And I was like, oh, no. When did this happen? And I also wasn't going to bring it up on this.
Well, I don't think you, because Troy was leaving, and I was just going to go out and wait for the Uber with him. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't going to, we didn't go to throw up.
I didn't want to tell anybody. I was like trying to be cool. Yeah. You know, I was like, I just
trying to make it out. Back to the room first.
Yeah. And I wanted to get out before I had to like run to the bathroom and do it or something. So
listen, never like, fight it. If you got to throw up, you do it. You find a spot, you do it. Just, you do it. Feel great tomorrow.
I've done it in a urinal before because there was nowhere else I could go.
Do that shit.
Yeah. I've done that. It felt so, I was like, thank God I threw up.
Yeah. Because it's worse if you don't. And then you're just like upset all night. Ugh. But. It's okay. We survived. The next day, I needed a true full day of recovery.
I could tell you were going through it that day.
I needed a full day of recovery. I didn't throw up or anything, but I just like don't drink very much anymore. And so my body was like not used to that. And I was so fucking sleep deprived. And so I like took some time. Now, so, you know, we kind of did our own thing on Sunday. So here's what happened. Let's get back to Madonna. So here's what happened. My friend Connor, shout out to Connor Gray, one of my besties here. He works for Meow Wolf, which is like an immersive museum experience. If you've never heard of it and you're listening. And he sometimes gives tours of the place to people of note. So he gave some of Madonna's backup singers and then Bob the Drag Queen's assistant a tour of Meow Wolf. Now, Connor is a very charming individual. And so he's like driven Trixie Mattel around in the Wienermobile because, yes, Connor used to drive the Wienermobile for his first job out of college, like across the country. He did that for 2 years. This boy has stories. So anyway, Bob the drag queen. Also, if you're listening, you're not familiar with like famous drag queens. Bob the drag queen's one of the most famous drag queens that has come out of RuPaul's Drag Race and is on this tour with Madonna and acting essentially as like the MC. And so Bob's assistant is like, you know, we have a little like something for you, Connor. So I knew it was either going to be like literally nothing, which spoiler alert was what it was, or it was going to be something like really incredible. So this is of no fault. This was nothing to do with Connor. He was just like, hey, I got this thing. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. So just don't have any expectations.
Cool. I felt like hot shit.
I did feel like hot shit, but it just like wasn't. I didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't think any of us did, and
none of us did.
Even asked Connor, and Connor's like, "I don't fucking know
what he didn't know. They didn't tell him.
We got badges and everything, lanyards, said friends and family pass on it. Pretty, pretty purple.
Yeah, they were nice. So, Madonna was playing at American Airlines Center in Dallas, and so big arena. They do a lot of stuff there. Well, they had given us these passes and they gave Connor like directions once he finally arrived at the venue. So the directions were to walk to this certain area, show your badge. And that's like really all they told us. So they like look at our badges and we walk down these stairs and then there's just like this big kind of open like lounge lobby space. And they had like non-alcoholic drinks and popcorn. And it was just the five of us. It was Connor and his boyfriend and then Troy and Zach and me.
It makes me think like how many of those things did they give out? But you know what? Okay, so we went up to, there's a lady guarding a door that's clearly going backstage. And you can like see through the door and see all of them working backstage and everything. There were two groups. One group that Jesse knew. And there was another group that came through who were back there doing some shit. Did you find out from that lady what she was doing back there?
I didn't.
You didn't ask? Damn.
That's my old boss.
I thought I was going to get to go backstage and push a button or something. Start the show. You know?
Yeah.
Press the riser.
Right? Or just like pop up with her.
Because I remember we asked like one of the women working there and we were like, what's going on back there? And she was like, I don't know.
She said, you're just supposed to stay here.
She said, stay where you're supposed to be, faggots.
She was like, I don't know what they're doing.
They just told her to sit at the door.
They gave her nothing.
We sat there for a little while, and it still was cool. It felt exclusive, felt VIP. I wish there had been like more people waiting, because I think that would have made it, even if nothing was really going to happen. We could have, it's like, sort of like a green room for something else. Like, somebody's going to come back and get you. And so that's what I kept, like, kept my eye on the door. But, like, yeah, nobody came back there.
Nobody came.
It was nice, too, to have a little spot to just hang out and talk, like, quiet, like, without it being, like, crazy. And, you know, it was, like, chill. Like, it was nice. And there were, like, snacks and drinks and stuff.
Yeah. Because we knew also that Madonna was not going to start on time. And so we had a place to hang out for a while.
Now, that still gives me anxiety, though. Like, I know she's not going to start on time. I know it's like 10 o'clock is the rule. After 10 o'clock, that's fine. But that show's at 8:30. And when I heard music, I got a little panicked. I was like, fuck, no. The show is going to start, and I'm not even in my seat.
I didn't. And it was fine.
Troy has told me that you are the person who goes to the airport an hour early.
An hour?
Yeah.
No, that's wild.
Sometimes like 45 minutes. Yeah.
No, 4 hours for me. I can't.
Just attaches himself to the plane as it's taking off.
No, literally. I Spider-Man onto the plane. I do not want to sit in a fucking nasty airport for longer than I have to.
See, no, I plan my day out. What am I doing? What activities did the airport have to offer me?
Nothing that I want. Nothing that I couldn't do outside of the airport for cheaper. That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, I wasn't nervous. We're down in the lounge, whatever. But what's important to note is that we had decided to dress as different Madonna eras, which was really fun because it was going to make the concert experience better, but it also wound up being even better than we could have imagined. So, why don't you guys talk about your outfits?
Go, you start, Troy. I feel like you were the domino.
Okay. So I was trying to think of like what era I would want to dress up as. And for whatever reason, I just had it in my mind that like, I never really see people do bedtime stories, even though it's so easy, but I never see people do it really. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody wear a bedtime stories look to like a Madonna show. You always see like the wedding dress or the lace gloves, or the boy toy belt, which we saw a lot of that.
Cross necklace. Which is cool.
The cross necklace. Like I love seeing that shit, but I was like, I'm gonna do bedtime stories. So I got pajamas that the closest I could find to match the ones that she, well, I'm talking in shorthand. Let me just say, so when Madonna released her Bedtime Stories album, she had this party in New York at Webster Hall, and it was a pajama party, and she invited MTV. And it was just like the whole nightclub was full of people in like sexy lingerie and like pajamas. And then she literally read a children's bedtime story in bed. And it's one of my favorite Madonna moments of all time. So I tried to find the closest I could to her pajamas. And I got a robe and like a sleep mask that looked like it was from like Limited 2. And yeah, so that's how I picked it.
You got your nails done and everything. It was fabulous. When we were walking to the venue, it was pretty windy, and his robe was just like full Michael Jackson in the wind.
And what's crazy is that he wasn't wearing anything under the robe, so his nothing dick was under just the robe, out.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Bartender popped out of the bushes. It's like,
he said, honey, your eyebrows are late.
He started nibbling on the end of your fingers.
It was a good look. It was a good look. I didn't want to spend a bunch of money, but I did want to dress up, right? So I like rummaged through my closet and what I already had. I had a pair of black flare jeans that I had like, not really worn. I've worn them like two other times maybe. And then I own Western stuff already. So I figured we're going to go with music. Because my first thought, when I first thought I'm going to dress up for Madonna, I'm like, well, MDNA. I need something black. I need some, like, you know, like cat suiters. I don't know. And I was not going to spend money on that. I owned pretty much everything, and I think I just made my shirt. And then I had, like, this little tassel vest that I got on Amazon. But my shirt was specifically, I wanted to recreate the look from the Drowned World Tour when she's performing. Is it Human Nature? It's Human Nature. And they're like lassoing her and stuff like that. It's like an American flag like tank top, and it's a little bit bedazzled. And so I recreated that, threw a cowboy hat on, and that's my look, baby.
The thing that I liked about your look was that it was a mix between her Drowned World Tour look, and it was like exact, but then it also incorporated the gay cowboys from Don't Tell Me.
1000%.
So it was like a hybrid.
Had to be a gay cowboy, yes.
Yeah, it was very good. Like, it was immediately recognizable, but like for two different reasons, which was cool.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of it. I was pretty, and you know what? I it was like comfortable. It was like very comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I saw some people there that looked like it was for a 3-hour show that they were going to be pretty uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse.
Yes. Jessica? I was confessions, and so I essentially was like, I'm going to get workout gear. So it was low effort for me because I'm a low effort girl, not a crafter. And so I put on a leotard, and that's what I was going to wear in like a sequin jacket, which is very similar to one of her tour looks. But the leotard was a little too dickalicious, a little too ass-alicious. Yeah, too much dick for Disney. Yeah, well, so I put some little shorts on top of it, but the shorts were cute, so it was fine. It was like
shorts barely did anything either, by the way. Ass cheeks were still out, you know, hint of ball here and there.
Are you saying I have a massive, massive wiener? Thank you.
Just massive. Yeah. Wiener mobile massive.
Just schlong.
Yeah. It was exact. Like, for you to have not intentionally made it exact, it actually ended up being, though, an exact replica of one of her tour looks from that show. Like, she literally wore that.
I think the silver jacket, like, really pulled it all together. You had, like, the silver jacket. Was it sequin? A sequin jacket that looked
It was sequin.
Damn good.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, girls. So, we're in our outfits. We're
a great trio. We looked like a fantastic trio, we did. By the way.
We did, like, because we, you know, when you can tell someone's, like, really into it and, like, excited to be there. I think we were all excited to be there. I mean, Zach, it was our first show. Troy's a super fan. So, like, this was an experience to be had. You know what I mean? Yes, a lot of energy, a lot of late 90s Madonna energy for sure.
Yeah.
Crystals, yeah, all that jazz. So we go into the arena and we're just like sitting down, we're chatting, we're buzzing. Zach and Troy had gotten merch, and so they had their merch with them. And, you know, we're looking at people's outfits and stuff and just kind of like waiting to see what happens. And I see this like scrolling message around the arena, and it had a phone number, and it was like, text this for Madonna's, you know, updates or whatever.
It's a text me. Cause you know how they do. It's a text me. Come into the pit, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Text me. And so I was like, guys, I was like, let's all text this number. And
cause good it was, for you, by the way, because so really, really, you were the one who like made this whole thing happen, because I never look at those things. I never look at those things, never read those things. And if I text one of those things, they never stop texting you. So I don't interact. Right. And for you to like point that out was like, oh, well, yeah, let's just go ahead and text real quick. Right.
Well,
but it's just one of those things you always ignore at a concert. Mm-hmm.
I just had a feeling. But also, if we hadn't all like committed to the outfits, the next piece of what happened wouldn't have happened. So truly, like, this is everybody's doing in the best way possible. So I'm like, yeah, text the number. And we did. And Madonna, like, herself, it's just her, she's running the whole thing. So
add my contact.
Yeah. Madonna's like, add my contact. And it's a picture of her in her previous iteration with the, you know, the Latina, you know, era that she's going for. And so you get that contact photo and everything, and it sends you a message. Well, one of us got an additional message that the others didn't. So can you talk about that?
What was my first message to her?
I think you should read it out. You have it on your phone. Read
it. Pull it up. Yeah.
Let's do the real thing. Reading. Do it in her voice, because we know it's from her.
She's back there with a switchboard responding to every person in the office.
Very Mrs. Maisel when she's like,
answering. Yeah. He's like, hello. So I said, hello, please let us in the pit. We're fun gays and we dressed up. And then, like, not even, what was it, like 2 minutes later,
yeah,
I got a response that said, what are you wearing for the show tonight? Send us a photo and you'll get 2 pit passes. And that was the most, like, the most shocking thing about that was that it was not automated. It was like a person was responding and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, an actual human being is like texting us.
Well, and they said 2 pit passes, and Jesse was like, well, it's only 2. Let's not do that. Because
yeah,
2 pit passes. And we're like, no. Well, because
no. What I said was, if you do it and I need to like make the sacrifice and you all go down to the pit,
that's not good. Wasn't going to happen though.
I know, no. But I was just saying, like, I would be okay with that because my friends Connor and Mark were also there, so they could have taken your seats.
Yeah.
That was my rationale. Logic
then, okay.
I didn't think about that.
I wasn't being fully selfless. I was just like, this makes more sense.
I was like, no, send the picture of the 3 of us. They will give it. Because, like, as soon as they asked that, I had it in my head. It just, like, clicked. I was like, we're getting it.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know why. I don't know where the confidence in my head came from. I'm like, we're getting it. 3 of them.
I don't know.
But we all felt it. Like, we all just felt this energy. Like, it is going to happen. I think we truly manifested it. And the hilarious thing is there were these two gays sitting behind us that were so nice. They were, like, so sweet. They, like, complimented our outfits. And we were like, can you take this picture for us? But we were, like, kind of in a panic because we wanted to respond to them as soon as possible. And we wanted the picture to be good. So listen, they were older gays, okay? The camera angles were wild, you know, like, the pictures were bad. So
the hand was shaky on one of them, okay? Because the pictures, everyone they did was like,
I was happy, Zach, that you had the confidence to ask like probably 5 times to
read it. No, again, like, and he finally got his boyfriend to do it for us. And
he goes, well, he's the picture taker.
So, well, then why didn't you hand the phone to him the first place?
Well, they're listening. Be nice.
Right?
Yeah, they're listening. We
got a good one, and we sent it, and I said, there's 3 of us, mother darling. And, like, not even 5 minutes, which felt like the longest 5 minutes of my life.
We were on edge. Like, I personally was on edge because this is going
to
happen.
I was not to, like, be too in it. I was looking at the stage, taking pictures, sending them to my mom. I was like, the stage is so close. Oh my God, this is wonderful. We did have truly great seats. We had fantastic seats. But I could, we were all like side eyeing his phone. And I would notice he would like shake it to make it come on. Just like look at it.
I was holding peeping. It
in my hand, in my lap, like it was like a perfect
moment. And you got up to go get a drink. And were you in line when the message came through then?
Yeah, so I went to go get a drink, and I was paying, and then I got the message, but I still had to pay, and I was freaking out, and I got 2 beers, which was even more. I was like, I looked like the 3 Stooges, but just me. So I was like, oh my God. So I'm like paying, and the woman is like, I like your outfit. What album is it from? And blah, blah. I was like, Bedtime Tours.
I was like, I don't have fucking time for this.
You said, oops, I did it again. I gotta go.
I ran back down and I was like, I came up from behind them and I was like, girls, pack your things. Yes, we're going to the fair. That's all
I heard. And we grabbed our shit. I like looked the man who took our picture. I looked him in the eye as we were like getting up and walking. I don't know if he knew, caught on to what was happening. If he saw this little sticker thing on the screen. I don't know what, but we were gone.
Yeah, we bounced. But it was cool and it worked out because then we got to give our seats to Jesse's friends. Yes. So it really worked out like incredibly.
Which see, I'm putting pieces together now because I did not realize that that's why they were there. I was like, oh, they were going to sit real close to us.
No, sweetheart. I gave them our seats. You dumb bitch. No. And but no, it did. They were real close to us. once we got the pit upgrade, I texted them and I was like, hey, by the way, like, if this is legit, I was like, I'm not saying absolutely yes right now because I don't trust anything until it's actually happening. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once I realized it was legit, I was like, go take our seats. But we need to talk about the person who was like our guide.
I want to talk about this first.
We need to talk about this.
Well, okay, there's a preface to this also. You show up. So they text us to meet us at a very specific area, right? Right next to the merch stand. There's like a little sign. It's like clearly an area. We walk out there to see all of the Madonna fans who have dressed up standing there. So we thought it's all of us going to the pit. There's like 20 people here, right?
Mm-hmm. And there are some Good costumes.
Yes. Good, like money spent on these costumes.
Like perfect replication, whatever.
We're like saying way better than ours, is what we're saying.
Spent money.
Pit deserving, but you know what? They didn't text.
Hello.
Always text, ladies.
They didn't have the faith. They didn't have the faith. So, yeah, they were not there, spoiler alert, for the pit. It was literally us three and these two girls. So, okay, Troy, I want you to talk about this person.
This man, who I had been texting, he comes up to us. You could tell he was just, like, too through. He's been doing this all over the country. He's over it. He hates the Queens. Like, he's done. So he walks up to us and he goes, okay, so Drown World Tour. Love that. And he goes, hard candy. Okay. And then he looks at me and he goes, what's your reference? And I was like, I'm wearing pajamas. Bedtime Stories.
I feel like it's obvious if you're a fan.
I mean, like, are you kidding me? I'm the geisha. What do you mean? What is that? And I was like, well, Bedtime Stories.
You're like, there was 5 minutes till the concert. I just had to get over here.
Yeah. I'm right out of bed.
I said Bedtime Stories, and he goes, oh, he literally says, oh, like the Webster Hall party.
Okay. So he knew, and he was playing in your face.
No. He said, that's obscure.
He goes, an obscure reference.
Yeah.
I was like, it's actually the theme of the album, but go off, girl. I don't think it's obscure. The album is called Bedtime.
Like, it was a very clear reference. I thought mine was the most difficult one out of the three of us. Like, it was very clear.
He complimented my shirt and my jeans on the way down, so I was happy with them. I said, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I said, fuck you, but thank you so much.
Yeah. Fuck you, but thank you. So
here's our pictures that he took, by the way, because I wanted the picture.
It was a bad
one. Oh, God. Then he took a picture of us, and he goes, we were posing, and he goes, this isn't, like, going anywhere. You don't need to pose.
Is that what he said? Then why the fuck was he taking pictures of us?
I think to, like, confirm and maybe show Madonna.
I think I confirm our identity. But I will say that I'm going to say this in the most coded way possible that I can. Our experience with him brought an element to our trio that was in the last time that we were all together that we didn't get to experience in this weekend.
What do you mean?
Troy knows what I'm saying. Troy knows exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that the last time that we were all in Dallas together, there was a certain energy that wasn't experienced. I get what you're saying. But he brought Daniel. That. Yeah, Daniel. Yeah, it was definitely my boyfriend. Typical Daniel. No, but he did bring that energy. And I was thinking about the way that he interacted with us. I was thinking about that.
Probably he was cute, dude. I don't know.
He was.
Mm. He was cute, but he was a prick.
Yeah.
He was a total asshole.
He very much knew he had the power and was not shy about waving those bands around as he's, like, putting them on people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He clearly had some trauma to unpack.
He goes, fans. I'm going to put this on you. And if he goes, you can walk wherever you want. You can go from stage to stage. You can follow Madonna wherever she goes. But if you lose the bracelet, you're fucked. You can't get back in. You can go to the bathroom, but if you lose your bracelet in the bathroom, you're not getting back in. Okay. And
this was like a 2 minute like lecture he was giving us. I'm like, the moment you put it on my thing, it will be here the rest of the weekend. I didn't take it off till yesterday.
I'm tattooing it on.
My hair, my arm hair braided around it.
Yes. It's not coming off, sir. We get it.
The girls that were standing next to the other girls that got chosen, they were like just excited. And they were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And he goes, I need you to listen.
He did. Oh, my God.
He scolded them. He scolded them for being checks notes happy. So anyway, we get escorted down to the pit. And then we have to show our wristband to the very unpleasant people that are guarding like the bottom, like the floor as well. They did not seem like they wanted to be there either, which I understand.
Everybody working there was, they were having a time. Happy to be there.
They were over it for sure. So then we get down into the pit and obviously we're buzzing. We're excited. We are so fucking close to the stage, like right up on it. And it's like a, you know, like a middle runway, like a side situation. There's multiple parts of the stage. And so, you know, they're without having to leave our pit, there are two like main stage access points that we have for her. Right. Like, so, and the pit wasn't full either. So we had room to like walk around.
Wasn't that wild? So they must not have, I wonder how many tickets they sell for those pits, because there was maybe 20 people in there. And I figured they were all chosen or something like that. Right. Yeah. We found out a little bit later that like everybody had spent like $1,000 to be there, 'cause there was another wristband, a red wristband that meant you were allowed in. Right. But I was like, with how empty it is, why were there not more people, like them bringing more of those dressed up people down into the
Exactly. So I don't know if that was intentional or what, but who cares, because we were fucking down there.
Maybe a lot of people were like us and just like don't text.
I think maybe that must have been what it was. Yeah.
I will text every damn number from now on.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I'm never not doing it. I'm not kidding. Like, it's now a part of my concert experience forever.
Yep. So because you want to have your like Price is Right moment, you know, where you like run down. And, so we're waiting. And, you know, in Dallas, we have some Dallas celebrities, especially drag queens. And so we saw Alyssa Edwards walk in. And so we were like, clearly she's going to be part of the show somehow. Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward. And we met a nice girl like in the pit and everything. We're talking to her. But fast forward to when the show's actually about to start. You know, we can tell like the lights dim. We hear Bob the drag queen, because you know the MC role starts like talking, and it's like happening.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. Nibbled on a little edible, getting ready for the whole moment. Zach nibbled a lot.
That shit fucking hit me too. Yeah. I do not partake in the weed and the edibles, none of that stuff. And there was a certain point where I remember, I think it was at Bob the Drag Queen, because I remember looking at Bob the Drag Queen at certain points and then realizing she had moved on. And so, like, moving my head. Because, by the way, we do have to, like, remark on the way she does enter within the audience, yeah, amongst the people, this big, gorgeous, like, French 16th century dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marie Antoinette hair piled all the way high, and just going through the entire audience introducing this concert that's about to happen. Perez Hilton, you could never do it.
You could never.
And we were just like standing there, and the people came up and they're like, all right, clear the runway. Like
they did. They started like,
clear. And we were like,
move.
And we ended up being the runway. Like where we moved was where Bob was going to walk. It was crazy.
Yeah. So Bob walks into the pit. Troy, will you just tell this part, because I just want your perspective about like what you saw. I was out of my own body.
I'm filming Bob. I'm like, cool, Bob's gonna walk through us and that's gonna be so cool. So I'm filming and Bob's like talking to the audience and like coming closer and closer and closer, and anybody who knows me knows like I like fucking live for Bob the drag queen. Like, he's my favorite drag queen of all time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, Bob's going to walk by. And I'm thinking it's just going to be a walk by moment. And he walks up and he sees Jesse's outfit, which is reflecting the entire room, by the way. It's a full sequence.
I did. And, hold on. I will say multiple people that I didn't even know that were at the concert sent me pictures of me in the pit because they saw my jacket.
There was no missing you.
I was like, oh, hey. We're at
disco ball.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And so Bob walks by and he like catches Jesse's outfit and he looks him up and down and he goes, this is the gayest outfit I've ever seen in my life.
Is that what he said? I could not decipher that and figure that out. I have watched that video like 10 times.
He goes, and I'm a drag queen. Like, he gave me like an iconic read.
Yes.
And touched you.
And grabbed my hand. So we held hands for a second. And I literally just like, my mouth was agape. I couldn't say anything. I just went.
A little bit of that power been transferred.
Do you feel it?
I feel Bob inside me.
Yes. It was so cool.
And there were lots of jokes because of Bob's preference in you know, sexual and romantic partners, that if I would have tried harder, I could have had Bob inside me. But Anyway, but it was a great moment, and I think it just like added to all of our excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, because I think at that moment is like beforehand, we knew how close we were to the stages, and the man had told us when you're in the pit, you can walk around to wherever in the stage. You can go from this stage to that stage, all of it, right? And you can see how close you are, right? But before, there was a DJ and stuff. When the show starts and Bob walks through and you're face to face with somebody in the show, we were she's about to sweat. We're about to fucking grab her ankle, you know, something.
That's when it got real. It was like, oh, we're like really, we really are in the pit. Like
in the same show.
Yeah. And then the cameras came up and we realized like, oh, we're being
So this reminded me, I'll never forget it either. When I was younger, remember when Extreme Home Makeover used to come on? Hell, I lived in Alabama one time and they did one in Montgomery. And so we went out to go and watch the filming a couple days, right? And so they would make us for like 30 minutes on end, just point a camera at us and make us shout and scream and go crazy and like act like they would tell us what was happening. The family's rolling up. Ty Pennington's in front of you. Nothing was ever there. Nothing was ever happening. And so as we're sitting in the pit and these cameras are rolling by, that's what I'm thinking of. And I'm trying to like get excited. I'm trying to like, but I don't know what part of the DVD is this. What are we watching right now? You got to give us direction.
You did become, I saw the pageant dad that lives inside you at that moment. You were like, you literally were like turning our faces towards the camera. You were like, look,
I was making sure you were there. And I was trying as much as I could without being annoying throughout the show to herd us towards different parts of the stage. Mm-hmm. And I would like kind of push y'all and push your shit towards different parts of the stage.
That's great.
Because we were not going to miss any of this.
Yeah.
And we would just like shuffle with our stuff towards wherever she was.
It was very Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very Penguin energy. Well, and then, so Bob, like, does the thing, and then it's Madonna, opening with Nothing Really Matters.
Yeah.
Great song. Wasn't expecting to hear it. I did not look at any spoilers, like, with the set list or anything. So I was very excited to hear that song, and I thought the opening was great.
Are we going through the show bit by bit? Or how are we sort of presenting
the
show?
Yeah, no, that would take like 5 hours. I just kind of want to talk about like highlights, like beginning and highlights.
Okay, because the outfit comes to mind. And I love the outfit. Love this opening look.
One of the best ones.
Talk about
it. It's this big black sort of like, this is her geisha look. If she's going to have a geisha look, it was this one. This is very much her Ray of Light look. She's got this big crown on, big black like coat. It looks good. It looks expensive. And underneath it is her like open your heart, lucky star outfit, right? And it's like really good, really pretty hair and all of that. But I do want to talk about, I want to run through the costumes with you guys, all of the costumes, because I got some shit to talk. I was not impressed with all of the looks.
Yeah. They were not created equally.
Yeah. Let me pull them up in order.
And while we're doing that, I just want to give a particular shout out, because I will say her dancers on this tour were incredible.
Yeah. They're like really, really wildly talented. And also like they all were very magnetic. Like, you know, sometimes dancers fade into the background, which is fine because sometimes that's just what they're supposed to do. But her dancers are meant to be like a spectacle and a big part of the show. And they really were like beyond.
Like an extension of her, you know?
Yeah.
And there were a few of them that were fine.
More than a few. Oh, it was like
fine.
And to be so close.
Yeah.
Well, to these beautiful, sweaty. Well,
there were two in particular for me.
I think we were thinking of the same two as well. I think we
have to be. Pink hair.
So one, hot. The guy with the pink hair for me.
Oh, maybe we're not.
No, I don't think we are. I think you and I had one in common, Zach, but the guy with the pink hair was one of my two.
There was one that popped up and we looked at each other.
Yeah, that's the
him,
one.
And then I'm thinking of the guy who had her girly show outfit on.
Okay.
He was the one in the ascot.
He was the white one. He was like, yeah, that was the only white guy dancer.
Yeah, so those are immediately out for me.
He was so, oh my God, he looked like a guest model.
He did, yeah.
But yeah, there were some, as far as the costumes go, there were some real intense hits and real misses. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was interesting is like each look was designed by somebody else. So there's like a lot of Versace looks. There's of course the Jean-Paul Gaultier, because you have to have that at a Madonna show. Mm-hmm. There's like a mix of different things. Some of them were great, some of them weren't. What were you guys' favorite and least favorite look?
Okay, so I do want to go through and like do like a chop or 10 for these okay. looks as well.
Okay. Right?
So like obviously we've started there. Everybody's going to give it a 10. 10, yeah. 10. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. We can do a Tudor boot.
Tudor boot.
That one was pretty great.
That's a toot for me.
That was one of my highlights. So speaking of highlights, this is leading back into that. Because she opens, what was she singing? She was playing guitar, and she had the coat on. Burning up.
Yes.
Fantastic look. And she was so close. She was like, literally could have grabbed her calf.
She's wearing like a Xena warrior princess looking kind of.
Yeah.
Situation.
And so you can see like every detail, every sequin, every little like chain. And I love that. I love to look at a costume as in detail as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to kind of describe them like what the costume looks like.
I keep forgetting. Yeah. This is, let me pull up the actual set list and I can like also read off where like the sections, I guess. Celebration tour. So this was, this one was her act one. It's a celebration section. And then I guess her next one was the act two blonde ambition and erotica section. So that would have been the, fighter outfit. She comes out in like a fighter's robe and she has like this slip dress underneath it. And she has this, very 50s hair wig.
You hate this.
Fucking hated it. I thought that was such an ugly fucking look, and it looked cheap. It looked like it looked terrible.
Yeah,
she was wearing hard front wigs. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, especially after such a strong entrance.
Right.
The boots were pretty great though, Troy. I know you loved the boots a lot.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a Madonna boot. She has a very specific style of boot that she's pretty much been wearing for the past like 20 something years, and it's like. If you've ever seen Madonna do that thing where she squats and stands up and over and over and over, like really fast, it's like she needs a specific kind of boot for it. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see like a Madonna boot so close, you know?
Yeah, that was really good. But like, I look at the boot and I'm like, well, why didn't you carry that over into the rest of the costume?
Yeah.
And have it be like if you're going to go with the fighter thing, laces all over the place, you know, bandaged up arms and mm-hmm. you know, get really like cunty with it. Get really fucking, I want it to look expensive, you know? I think we're coming, and I hate to compare, but we're coming off of Renaissance. I think that stepped up costume game for every other show that ever exists after this. If you have the budget, if you are Madonna, you need queen attire. This should her celebration tour. This is her queen mother tour, right? She should have been dressed expensive as hell.
This is like she wears on Instagram.
Yeah. Act three was her like singer songwriter section. So that was Don't Tell Me, all the cowboy stuff.
My favorite.
I liked this, it.
It was very nice.
This was great. She's wearing this leather corset, and it's like a cowgirl saloon corset. It's much more saloon than like cowgirl, and like it's just cool. She's got like these boots that are like really expensive looking. She's got a leather like button up over it, and like a big cartoonishly big cowgirl hat. Like
it's camp. The hat was camp.
Looney Tunes as hell, yes.
Very Looney Tunes. When we say 10 gallon, we mean truly.
This is her rodeo, but amazing. My favorite look of the night by far. It was just so true to the era and like everything.
And getting that Don't Tell Me choreo.
And she did it right by us.
Right by us. I remember when she walked up to the corner of the stage and she stamped her boot in that girl's face. Whoa, we also skipped over the fact that during when she was playing guitar for Burning Up and everything, like that part of the show, she took a swig of her water and then she just threw it on us.
She poured it on us and she looked at us. Yeah. She looked at us in our faces.
That was very much a pit section moment, right?
Yeah.
And so she spit it at somebody. She spit it like right in somebody's face. Yeah. And I was like, oh, they were the one that got wet. And then she was like, poured the rest of it onto everybody else. I have, because I tried to compare video clips with everybody, right? I have a 2-second clip of her like skipping away after the act. And then I have a clip that was right after that of just filming our reactions to just being drenched by Madonna saliva. And it's glorious.
Yeah. Yes. That saliva has
seen some things.
I
heard like the crowd interactions were very funny though to me, because she wouldn't look anybody in the eye. So she would talk to a specific person, but she'd kind of be looking off to the side, but like very clearly talking to somebody in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
The eye contact was non-existent. I tried to get her so many different times, and she just
we were shaking our shimmies at her literally. Doing the thing where she like doesn't look at you but like blinks a lot, and like
the guy, because you remember the guy who came up to us after the show, so he was like right up front, and he like would not leave that spot, and she talked to him a couple times, but she wouldn't look at him when she would talk to him, but she would point at him. I'm like, she just you never gonna beat those allegations. Never looking anybody in the eye.
Okay, so what was next?
The next act, Act 4, was another like looked like came from Shein. Looked like, what'd you say, a Bad Girls Club reunion outfit?
Was that the jumpsuit?
The jumpsuit, the silver jumpsuit.
Oh yeah,
and she's saying rave light in. Terrible.
She wore this like Versace jumpsuit that kind of looks like shattered glass.
Was that Versace?
Yeah. Mm. Like, it's just not, it just was not it. It looked like a baddies reunion look. Like, I was like, Natalie Nunn has worn this, and that makes me uncomfortable.
It was bad.
We did get to see her butt, though.
Yes. It flew over us like 5 times, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We saw her nether regions, like, for sure.
Underneath her vagina.
Listen, I, throughout this entire show, I looked at every wrinkle she had, every little bit of skin, everything that I could see and take
in. We were
in,
close enough.
I was looking at. I have now seen up close the texture of Madonna's filler. And
yeah.
I will remember it always. The ass floating above me, I will never forget it. Never forget it.
We saw, and I'm whispering this out of respect, we saw her facelift scar underneath her chin.
Did you?
She was above us. And I saw the thing, and I was like, oh, my God, this is – I feel like I'm opening somebody's bedroom door. Like, this is crazy.
It was almost too intimate.
Yeah, it was.
It felt wrong to be that close. It felt like wrong. A whole – like, child me could never comprehend seeing her on the TV and then seeing her so close.
Adult me can't. Yeah, no.
Not at all. That outfit was really bad. It should have been like something very, very expensive looking. And I'm sure it was expensive, but it did not look expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved hearing Ray of Light.
It was such a moment.
Yeah. The visual with the dancers when she was like in the box floating above them and then like her on the screen big, and it looked like she was just like Reptar, like bigger than everybody else. Sure. Like, that was kind of fun.
All the production stuff I do want to get into after the outfits too, because like, what a show, man. Like, they did a good job.
The production was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Act 5, Bitch, I'm Madonna. So this, again, I did not like this one. I felt like it looked too similar to the first one. I thought it was the first one, except she has like the veil on, like the wedding dress.
Oh,
veil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So show the outfit.
Remember it. You don't even
show
remember
the outfit. Show the outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see.
You have it pulled up for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look like the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. Just
it's
in like
very
a
modern color. Madonna. Like, this is very much Madonna like today.
Like leotard bodysuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like weird face thing.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Not my favorite.
Pause.
Yeah.
I need to plug my computer and give me 1 second.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm Madonna. We go on, we go home, we go no, 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 we can bring him, we won't, man, I don't know, no. And that fucking screeching sound. I think somebody taking a knife and trying to break into somebody's house through the screen. Are you back?
Okay. I'm back.
I want to show you these. I want to show you a couple looks, Jesse and Troy. Okay. That I like, because I see this is her. This is her. This is the tour. This is the tour celebrating her entire career and everything. She should have been held up as the queen of pop that she is. And I know that in video she's saying she's not the queen of pop anymore. The moniker is dying.
I detest it.
She detests it. But like, she posted this on Instagram, and I, because all the looks she posts on Instagram are so expensive. I'm like, why the fuck was she not wearing that?
It almost pissed me off.
Why was she not wearing that? Why was she not wearing that?
Hello? Gorge, Washington.
Where is the budget? Where is the budget for the costumes? And all of those wigs they put her in, criminal.
Horrible wigs. Horrible. Some rotten gay put her in, like, shake and go. Actually, you know what they were?
They were Britney's leftover wigs from Vegas.
They were honestly like, they were stage production wigs. Like, they were like wigs for like a play. They weren't
they
like.
They were not good.
They were bad.
Dusty.
Like a high school production.
Yes, like a stage play, not like a wig.
And this isn't a stage play. This is the fucking Mother Queen, Mother Madonna tour. This is a goddamn, like, budget, people. Budget. Put her in fucking diamonds. Where's Tiffany sponsoring this one? You know?
Well, apparently, does she owns a jewelry company?
Madonna does?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but her jewelry
company.
Sounds like
a random thing Madonna would own. Yeah, sure.
So Madonna added her impressive tour jewelry collection with a custom creation by Al Moroy. Her bespoke Vogue cross, named after her hit single Vogue, was exclusively designed and made for her by the Italian jewelry brand. The star accessorized wore the impressive gothic piece with a blue leotard. Whatever. So she, there was like supposed to be emphasis on the jewelry, but it just didn't give.
Mm. It's disappointing because it is the pieces are so lackluster. And I think all of them together are lackluster. There are good pieces in there, but all of them added together, they're so lackluster that when you think of the show, I'm having trouble thinking of the specific looks like right off the bat.
Me too.
And I can think of like the show more than I can think of the looks, but like you go back to Rebel Heart tour, MDNA tour, fucking Confessions tour, all of those tours, such great costume pieces that really just like put the stamp on those tours. You know, costumes are incredibly important, and this just did not land for me.
Especially if you're a legacy artist or you're doing an arena show where you're going to have outfit changes. Like,
where was the giant coronation just draped cape that has a giant M with, you know, made of crystals, you know? Where is something like that that really, like, I want to reach out and touch so bad, you know?
Yeah. And when her,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, when her dancers were dressed as like her different eras, and some of them were like more fun than her.
They looked better than she did. We did miss one though. We did miss one. Where did that come from? Where was that? There was a corset that was made by Gautier.
Yeah, that was great.
We kind of briefly talked about that, but it was all like lined with metal pieces and everything. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
It was like this tour's version of the cone bra, which was cool to see.
Oh, it's
always cool to see, you know, how she'll redo the cone bra.
Redo the cone bra.
And I was thinking, God, this is so crazy because it's probably the last like version of it that we'll see on a tour, you know?
But do you see how we just forgot that even existed because it was so lost in everything else? Terrible.
We should do a, in a different situation, we should do a cone bra analysis.
Absolutely. Oh,
I would
give me an outfit analysis video and we will go deep.
I'll do it on my TikTok. I'll do a snippet on my TikTok. There we go.
I guess we could talk about the general show, though. Great moments, production, everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you guys' like rose and thorn? Like, what was your best moment and the moment that you kind of wish was, like, better or whatever?
Well, I really loved the carousel when she was doing the, like, religious stuff. She did like a snippet of Unholy as she walked out, and they're all doing the poses and they're spinning on the carousel. And there's a point where like she's a part of it too, and you know, holding a pose like as the carousel's spinning.
So quick, just for that one, like a prayer number too. And then they had like little snippets of, see, again, the set list is another thing that I did take a little bit of an issue with, because they had like, they would tease us with like a Girl Gone Wild, but then they wouldn't do anything with it, right?
Yeah.
And that was a perfect set piece for that.
I've come to terms with that, because she loves to do that. She loves to like use random songs of hers to mix in between transitions and like kind of avert your expectations of what's coming. Like
artists do that a lot too, whenever they're at this point in their career, because they have so much music.
Yeah, it's like a flex.
I love it, but it did feel like she wasn't even playing full songs of all of these songs. Even the songs that we did get, it didn't feel like they were full songs. There was like maybe a handful of them that were full songs.
I would say my like real only grievance with the set list was that I was really wanting to hear Frozen. And we didn't get Frozen.
Yeah.
And she even did like that remix from TikTok a couple of years ago. Like,
that's wild that she didn't. Isn't it weird?
Weird that she didn't at least do that remix. You know what I mean?
That was shocking.
That was shocking and upsetting to me. I will say, like, that is a Madonna. That's one of my favorite Madonna songs, period. And one that I wanted to hear live. But we got Take a Bow. So that was like.
We did get. Oh, and Take a Bow was great.
Take a Bow was a great moment.
Live to Tell, unexpected. For my favorite Live to Tell moment now, because that's the one I have been thinking of over and over. I have told everybody in my life about it. I've like ranted about it to Alistair. I'm like, this made me so emotional. It was truly the standout moment. And you had to be in the middle of it, because now I'm thinking of the people like where we would have been sitting, would have only seen a section of it.
Yeah.
Being in the middle of it and surrounded by all of these people's faces who were affected and died during the AIDS crisis, just.
Yeah,
as she's floating over, singing the full version of Live to Tell.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
So she had these like sort of transparent screens that came down, and they would project certain things on them. And you know, for this section, she was projecting people who had died of AIDS, and so you know, people that you would recognize, people that you wouldn't. There was a mix of men and, you know, I think some trans and non-binary folks and women as well that were featured. And it really was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Man. That made all of us cry. We were all like,
I didn't even know if y'all cried, because I wouldn't look. I just wouldn't. I didn't want to look at anybody else.
I was embarrassed.
I was overwhelmed. I didn't cry, but I was just like overwhelmed. It was like a sensory overload.
I got chills all over my body during that one. Yeah. And I was also very high. So it was an extra.
That was me too.
It's an extra little kick in my ass.
Yeah.
It was cool too, to see like the names. Like she had like Keith Haring and, Of course, when I saw Herbert's, I was like, oh God.
I was
like,
trying was to take so pictures weird. Of all of them. I think I did get a picture of Herbert's.
Freddie Mercury
was, it was just like really, really emotional. And also like, if you're a Madonna fan, you know, like Live to Tell is kind of like a real special moment at a Madonna show. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, it's a big deal, the Live to Tell of it all, you know? So it was just cool that it lived up to the history of that show, of that song, and her performing it live. Like that was really special, you know?
It was the, I mean, it's like a Janet Together Again moment, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, Open Your Heart was really great. This, I love a simple chair. You can't go wrong with a simple chair. And she was all over those chairs. I was a little scared for her at certain times. I was like, am I going to have to get up there and pick her up?
That chair better be corked.
I hope so, man. But it was great. All of the dancers were really great with that. Also, her son, like her kids are all over this show, which is another part is really cool. I really, really liked. And I wasn't even sure if it was her son, David, until I had to ask somebody. But he was like floating all over the place playing guitar and singing. Mm-hmm. The talent coming out of these children.
Yeah.
Dude, her daughter playing piano, it was literally like, it was like Mozart level crazy. Yeah. Like
she was doing. Were
like
y'all watching her face as she was playing? Like it was nothing, what? Chewing gum, just like.
Oh yeah, she was unbothered.
I was.
I know.
I watched her face
to my like little Tykes piano. You know.
I watched her face the entire time.
I did too.
Yeah, I think every once in a while she would smile
at the other end of the stage because I wanted to.
Yeah, every once in a while she would like smile at Madonna for like a millisecond, and then should we get back to
whatever. It's like I do this every show.
Yeah, sure. I guess I'm fucking here.
These gays. Esther. Queen Esther. Drenched in Versace. An actual good-looking Versace shoot. Comes out on... So I'm guessing the stage is supposed to look like a birthday cake. Sorry, I didn't see it before. But it's like got like the candles sticking out, and then the main stage is like the birthday cake part. And then when you're like bird's eye view, it comes up like a birthday cake too. And so it came up like a birthday cake at one point, and Esther is like in the middle of it, voguing, like acting like a DJ. And I, this might have well has been her show. She should have done all of the numbers. You know,
that was incredible.
Incredible. I mean, she's really like, you want to talk about like stage presence, like somebody who's like, she's just one of those kids where you're like, oh, she's going to be famous, like, for real. Like, yes. She's really going to take the world by storm.
The confidence. Know? How do you have confidence at that level, God, at that age?
Yeah, because how old is she?
To a drag queen.
Under 10. She has to be under 10, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We will never amount to Esther Madonna.
So, I will talk about something that I thought was a little misplaced, and not just because of my outfit. Hung up. Where it was in the show didn't make any sense to me.
She was in the slip.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, the slip and that little boxer area, that section of the show felt really flat for me.
I will say, though, one part that was really cool about it was they put those laser lights and made it an actual boxing ring in the middle of the stage, incredible. And where the dancers were dancing.
They were at all the stages, too, which was really cool. So anywhere you looked, you were seeing the dance. That's what I really enjoyed about the show, was when the dancers were doing their own thing at different points in the stage. Like, I sometimes got lost just watching dancers and forgot to look at her, you know?
Me too, which is not great.
But selfishly really liked the Die Another Day, because, like, I don't even know the – when's the last time she even performed that? Like,
no, it was just unexpected. I love that song. It felt misplaced a little bit too, but it was also really cool.
I think that just the music coming up it can make you overlook whatever. Like, when you're in the moment – I had no critiques when I was in the moment. I didn't – it's not until, like, afterwards when I was thinking about it that
you're like, huh.
I critiqued any of this stuff, because Die Another Day came on. I'm like, fuck yeah, man.
I'm sorry if I'm not remembering this, but did she play the song music? When did she play that? Did she?
No.
No.
She didn't. Missed opportunity, I feel like.
So, okay, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What is your one song? Jesse, I know you said Frozen, but, like, was there a song that you were just like, I can't believe she didn't play that. I'm so heartbroken. Like one song that you're like, I'm dying to hear this.
That's mine still. So
Frozen. Mm-hmm.
I think I do need time to think about that one, because there's so much. And when you look at the set list, it looks messy, and all of them are like, I don't think all of them are in their right spots. Like we do this for a living, right? We're talking to the professionals. And it's making
that's a good
me,
life
it's
experience.
It's just making it hard for me to like look at them and be like, which one would I have loved to see? Did she play it? No, she didn't play it. But there was like Papa Don't Preach. I would have loved to have seen Papa Don't Preach, like right next to Open Your Heart or something like that. Right.
I would have loved it right after like Burning Up with the guitar.
Yeah. Something like
a real
that.
Rock moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a few of them.
But I wasn't expecting Papa Don't Preach, to be honest with you.
No, we just got the little tiny bit on the bed. Dun, dun, dun. She's like, don't touch me. Past Madonna, don't molest me.
And she got like masturbated by a woman for like 5 minutes.
Her past self, right? Those were, I feel like that got lost like throughout the show too. That's what we were supposed to be watching, because they would have the weird like surgical mask Madonnas, you know? Uh-huh.
Those were scary. They were scary. They were terrifying.
She's like, this is Catholic schoolgirl Madonna.
And it looks like the fucking mask from The Strangers.
She's like, this represents my past, my present, and my future.
But we did get a lot of like Madonna. So I love and I've been talking about this nonstop. I love a Madonna seeing herself as a renegade, a rebel, a prisoner of the system. And, you know, she's
one of the
affluent beyond measure at this point. She is not the leader of a cause, but she wants to be really bad, right? And I love when she throws that in there, when they're binding her and religion has just taught her so much, and somebody's got to come along. And it was what song was it? Crazy for You, that somebody came along and like unbound her and she was free. She's just for mm-hmm. me.
I love Crazy for You.
Yes, that was a good. It was a good one.
I'm so glad it was in there.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Troy, what was one that you were like sad about that she didn't play?
I really, honestly, just like anything from the music album. I really wanted more. Like, I could have used more. Like. singer-songwriter Madonna vibes, if that makes sense. I know that we got a guitar moment, we got like it for the 80s or whatever, but I would almost have preferred it have been for music. Mm-hmm. I love when she gets her guitar out and like plays those songs from that album. So just any of that, if that makes sense.
You wanted her to do her cover of American Pie. That's what I'm hearing you say. Wonderful. I would have loved Beautiful Stranger if I had like an ideal set list too.
I think if I would have put the set list together, I would have like looked for the songs that did define those eras and did like trendset, you know?
Exactly.
That really like painted the show as it really hammered home the point of the show that she, because she, I think she's been saying pretty recently in interviews and stuff, look at my accomplishments, you know? And mm-hmm. that's what the show should have been, her accomplishments.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about the fact, though, that we got oh, fuck, I just lost it. There was one that was, like, really Mother and Father.
Oh, yeah.
From American Life. That, for me, as an American Life apologist, that was, like, and it wasn't even like it was a quick little moment. She really made it a focal point of the show, and it was very emotional.
I was really hoping for American Life, though. Oh, my God. I wanted it. But that's the one. That's the one. Okay. So I found mine. I really wanted American Life. Yeah.
You wanted her to come out on a tank and
start shooting her dancers down. Yes. Yeah. Like, that's what I wanted, the full gun Madonna, you know.
Yeah.
In battle, in war, getting locked in chains and all of it.
Darn, I can't believe you shouldn't do that.
Maybe the next tour, you know?
I detest all my sins.
Yeah, but I mean, even despite some of the things that we didn't like, I thought that it was, for where she is in like her age, her life, mm-hmm. everything, I thought it was a great experience.
The energy level was there. I don't know. I don't have the energy now. Don't know how she does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a very, it felt like a very special Madonna show. It was like for the fans. Mm-hmm. You could feel that everybody in that room was a fan, you know, like, and she knew that. And it just felt, I mean, it kind of did feel like a celebration of her career in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. I think that came across, you know.
And fans of all the generations, right? That's what was one of my favorite parts, is seeing all the ages there. Like, how old people got up to, and they were still dressed up, and that made me mm-hmm. excited to, you know, age with my own pop girlies. And I mean, we're never gonna have this with Britney, but you know what, we will one day.
Some of our pop girlies.
Not the one we want the most.
Eminem's 2.0 is coming.
She's wearing like the fuzzy boots, but this time she's just naked.
Yeah. Literally, it's just her with flowers on her nipples.
Yeah, anyone even tell us when around. It happens, it's going to be at like some beach club in Maui.
If she's not banned.
Yeah.
Oh, Zila. She's not banned. She gets banned because of that.
I am going to another celebration of one of my faves very soon. I'm seeing Mariah in Vegas.
Are you?
But be specific about the songs that she's
celebration performing. Of Mimi. So it's Emancipation of Mimi.
I mean, that is like so fucking major.
Yeah.
And she'll do some other stuff too. So I'm very excited. Like she'll throw in some of her other big hits. So my pussy's going to be wet.
I'm so jealous.
I love a legacy tour. I love a legacy tour.
Me too. I mean, and I saw Janet's as well.
Gosh, damn. If there's any, I wish I had started going to shows a little bit earlier, because I would have loved to have seen Metamorphosis. I would have loved to. Janet's been on tour like nonstop in the last however many years. I would have loved to have seen any of them.
Yep. I didn't see Janet until like 2017, so State of the World. But then I got to see it together again, and it was incredible. So.
Well, wow.
Thank you, Madonna. We got to see this one.
We did.
I'm trying to think if there was anything like crazy else. Alyssa Edwards did like do the judging during the like Vogue segment.
The Vogue section.
Yeah, she looked incredible.
She looked stunning.
Bob the Drag Queen as a rodeo clown.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty incredible. Yes. Bob honestly like knocked out of the park.
Made the show.
He is the show.
Yes. Wonderful at knocked introducing, coming in, giving us our little interludes. Perfect.
That's a superstar.
Oh my God. Okay. That's one thing I just really quickly wanted to talk about. I loved the interludes with Bob. And they were broken up into decade, obviously. And it was just so cool. It was Bob kind of like explaining the vibe of the time and like what was going on and like where Madonna was in her career. I loved the 90s one where it was like, it looked like the Scream video. And he had like, he was like really pressed up against the screen, like fisheye lens. It was just really
I loved cool. that part.
Yeah.
As a 90s file, I really loved that.
Yeah. It was just sensory overload, right? Because I have so many different things coming into my mind all at once from the show. Fuck.
Well, even if we can't remember all of the things, we do need to talk about what happened after the show.
Okay. Again, guys, I was real high.
Well, all of us.
I don't know. Yeah, but y'all handle it a little better, I feel like.
Well, no, we were just like tired and everything was taking forever and there were crowds and it was raining. So
I will say this was nothing. When I got out of Beyonce both times, insanity. I have never been so stressed in my life.
I actually hate arena tours.
Yeah. Well, no,
I mean, I love them. Everybody listening to this, you know that feeling of when you leave a concert and it's just like your feet hurt. You've been sweating and dried up and then sweating again and dry. You're tired. You're overstimulated. You don't want to socialize anymore. Like, you're hungry. It's just, you know, it's like that feeling after a show where you're just depleted.
Yeah. So obviously, like, Ubers were going to be wild. And so we decide, like, Zach was staying pretty close to the to American Airlines Center. And so we were like, okay, let's just go, like, walk back to Zach's place and we'll try and Uber from there. So it's raining a little bit. And we're walking. And there's a lot of people from the show that are walking. First thing I want to mention is that I had my Troy bartender moment on the street with a man. Yeah. Do you remember that? So we were walking.
206.
Yeah. We were walking, and then
he
was like looking at me or whatever, and I just like smiled and we kept walking, and then he yelled, and I turned around and he said Hyatt or whatever place he was staying in, and he was like Hyatt. He was like room 102 or whatever he said, and I said pardon. And like he was like, meet me there. And I was like,
ah! You go, I don't understand. I can't read English.
Yeah. I was like, ooh. I was like, I can't hear you. It's so loud. Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Long story short, Jesse met him after he found the Uber.
Found the glory hole. He made his way there.
I did. And I pulled my wiener out of my leotard and just made it happen. So that was a funny moment. And then we get to Zach's hotel and we're like, okay, well, we want to take some pictures, stuff like that. So, you know, why don't you guys take it away?
Where did we even go, man? Where did we even go? We took lots of pictures. I just wanted one good picture of my outfit. That's all I wanted. And we could not make that happen for the life of me. One that I was happy with. Jesse took some fine pictures. They were okay. We took our pictures, and then
he
I
said,
was like,
"Fuck you, Jesse."
Could have been better. No, I did not. How I was looking. You zoom into my face, and my eyes are fucking like the SpongeBob meme, where his eyes are just bloodshot and popping out of his head. It's just not. It's not there. But all weekend, I really wanted us to take the we are Bimbo Summit, and we are like determined to take this Bimbo Summit picture one day. And so I had a car, we had a parking garage, went into the parking garage, tried to maneuver this car, tried to stack things. We took a box, a Pampers box, tried to start stacking. There's a video that Troy has from, and it didn't look like this from my standpoint, but from Troy's filming on the side. And
it's tough to
we're
see.
We're trying to stack things. On air. There's nothing there that we can stack these things on, but we keep trying over and over.
Okay, the space between Zach's car and the wall that we were using was like a good foot, okay? And Jesse and Zach were just placing things in the space that you did, and they would go through, and then they would
do it. We'd do it again. And we were, there was one point where Jesse like grabs somebody's black bag and just holds it in the space like it's going to stay.
In the air.
It's just going to stay.
Man, fuck you guys.
We just pull the car forward, create a little bit of space, and then the Bimbo Summit pictures we did get will never see the light of day because of that.
Very bad.
Just for us girls.
It'll happen one day. We'll look great, we'll be groomed, and we'll have a fourth person to take the pictures for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they're so funny. And then we were like, wait, maybe if we'll just do a video. Shot of the video. So there's this like 5 minutes where we're in the car not talking and posing. It was so uncomfortable and so funny.
We didn't take a whole bunch of factors into account either. One, there's bugs all over my windshield. It's
disgusting.
3 hour road trip. Had bugs everywhere. But you couldn't hardly see our faces. Black
parking lot.
Two, we could not figure for the life of us for a long time how to get the car's light to turn off in time for these pictures. So then that's when we had the idea for the video, right? Three, we're in a parking garage. There are lights above us that completely drown out anything you're going to see anyway. So there's
all bad.
No logic. No logic. We spent a good 30 minutes trying to get these pictures.
Nothing behind these eyes, boys. Nope. Nothing.
So we gave up and we went. And instead of going back to the place we were, where we were in a covered area, you know, sitting in a little parking lot, you know, smoking our cigarettes and things like that, we walked outside in the rain and sat there.
Just sat there. And they seemed perfectly content. I was visibly uncomfortable the whole time.
Shivering like a dog who'd been left on the side of the road.
Visibly uncomfortable. I don't like being wet in situations where I don't have the appropriate gear. So if it surprise rains on me or something like that, or I'm stuck out in the rain, it's not my best. So I eventually was just like, can we get out of the rain?
I think that trying to set up the photo shoot truly did deplete our last brain cell.
I think it did.
It was like what we had left. We should have saved it to get home. We decided to use it up. And we afterwards just squatted in the rain in silence. It was crazy.
We didn't speak to each other. We didn't talk.
And we don't have a lot of brain cells to begin with. So, like, let's just make that clear.
Between the three of us, it's not a lot.
I
will never forget the vision, though. Like, Jesse, your outfit already was not meant for the rain. You were not supposed to be sitting out there. Troy had his robe that he was just, like, hiding under. Offer Jesse any part of the robe to sit under with him. And then you, Jesse, just moving from spot to spot because there'd be a little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there, and I don't know, man.
And it was too much each time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was the perfect way to cap the evening, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. And so then we went about our separate ways, and that kind of concluded the Madonna portion.
Weekend. Play-by-play, we hope you feel like you came along with us. What would you have worn to the Madonna group? What would you have worn to join our group?
And if you're a little confused, good. So are we, still.
Like, I didn't understand anything that happened.
I didn't. But it was great.
They went to some concert.
I mean, what a weekend. And because we've recorded this, we will have like true details about it.
Yeah.
For the rest of our lives.
We'll remember it.
We will. Well, boys, I'm glad that you came here. I'm glad that we talked about this while it was fresh. I'm so grateful that you all did this with me in Dallas because it just felt extra special having you all here. Yeah. And like, I think redeeming a Dallas experience for all of us.
I think it did. It was a fun experience. I had a fun time. And I think if somebody lives in a city, it's a lot easier to travel to one of your friend's cities to go to a show because there's perks and there's benefits and it's easier to maneuver, right? Than all three of us meeting in a city that none of us are from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, on Saturday I was able to like drive us around and stuff like that too. And like, I don't know. It did. I just felt like it made the experience really special. So
thanks for being such a good host. Thanks for being the Lisa Vanderpump of Dallas. or at least of that gay street.
The MVP of the weekend, for sure. Yeah.
You get me in fucking Home Goods, I'm not going to know what's going.
Thanks for being the mayor of Gay Town.
Yeah, get me in any evangelical church, I'm not going to know him. But you get me in a faggotry zone.
Yeah, I said, Mr., honey, she is
the third mister at this table. Okay,
well, I will be posting tour outfits, some photo memories from all of us, and of course in the show notes I'll have where everybody can find you guys. So once again, thankful for this Bimbo Summit. We will make the photo happen one day, and I will talk to y'all next time.
Bye.